I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. So welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. This week, we have a very, very unique experience with Dawn and her daughter, Olivia. What I loved about their experience was they not only were able to connect with loved ones on the other side, but also making it clear that we can have intuition and gut instincts and to follow them and never to veer from them. That doesn't mean that we then become a medium. And sometimes that there are times that we do struggle because we might be empathic, where we pick up other people's emotions and we might struggle with anxiety or maybe even depression. Please, if there is anyone listening and you are struggling, there is help out there. And please look for a medical doctor that can help you with your anxiety or depression. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. So welcome to Hey Spirit. And what are your names?
Dawn.
Olivia.
Well, nice to meet you. You look gorgeous. Too. Olivia, is this your younger sister that's with you? Welcome to Hey Spirit. I first want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you today. And more importantly, that you are trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones and for anything else that can be given during this session today. So thank you very much. I just heard as I'm giving my speech, I just heard in my head, I don't even know who's talking to me right now, but that you were curious on how I connect with spirit or how I decipher things. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Who has the question of that?
Probably more me.
Olivia?
Yeah.
How old are you?
16.
Oh, okay. Oh, don't quit your bragging, Olivia. You'll understand one day when you get older, right, Mom? So you're curious on how I decipher or connect or understand the spirit world?
Yeah.
I'm going to just say this too. I do feel that there is a mother energy present. So now the way I sense and feel the souls of the departed, a mother, now your mom is sitting right beside you, correct?
Yeah.
So it would not be your mom, but it would have to be of a mother bond. So it could be a grandmother, it could be an aunt, it could be a great grandmother. It has to be someone that you would have that bond of a mother with. Is that correct? That's departed.
Yeah. Yes.
So know that she steps forward and says, you sense and feel her. Do you feel that she helps you with messages or things that you sense and feel?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you this because I was just like a little baffled. I was like, okay, because like she stepped forward. So usually spirit, the first thing they do is they make me feel the bond and relationship, which she did. But then they make me feel that how they died. And then they bring me through the burden or guilt that someone carries connected to the departure. What I felt was I just saw a big question mark. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? So I'm going to interpret it that you might have a question or you're questioning the spirit realm?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really, I'm not super religious or anything, so I don't really know. I just have, that's definitely a big thing that I'm definitely very curious about, like after death and stuff like
that. Oh, okay. So is that something that you wanted to know more about today, or just to also validate the guidance? Because I don't know why I'm seeing that. Who is also the father figure for you that's departed?
That could be my grandfather. He died when I was really little.
And have you always sensed and felt him around you?
A little bit, I'd say.
We've kind of wondered if she might have like some sort of clairvoyance, or it just seems like even when she was little, like she would he was like super lucky, and she would always do these raffles at school every year, multiple times a year. And she would always pick the raffle basket that she would always win. And she would sometimes say things, even like recently, she would say, like, she tends to, like, she'll call someone at the same time as they're trying to call, or like my mother's trying to get in touch with me. So she's saying, I'm trying to get a hold of Olivia. And then Olivia will be texting me, I'm trying to get a hold of Mima. And they go back and forth. And even like, you know, I was playing with her little brother who's, you know, 8 years younger than her. And Olivia said, stop, stop. And she made us move, and she moved something that was behind us. And then me and her brother were playing. We were playing catch with a ball, and the ball hit right where had she not moved the decoration, it would have fallen and broke. And it wasn't even in my radar, and I'm not one to like, I don't want stuff to break in the house. And I'm usually one to like, think that's not a good idea. Something's going to get broken. It was a spur of the moment thing. And she immediately was like, stop. So I wondered if she might have some sort of, she just has like a sixth sense. Like I have what I consider mother's intuition, like if the kids are sick or something, but she seems to have something like that too.
Okay. So first, because Olivia, you made first a comment about religion, that you weren't very religious. Yeah. So I always tell people, I just share my journey. It doesn't mean that that's what people should do. Or I think people question also my faith because of what I do.
Yeah.
So I always tell people, as long as you believe in a higher power, whatever it may be. Like I always say, I'm a practicing Catholic. There are some things that I don't agree with. So I tend to just things in life in general, I focus on the things that can serve me a purpose.
Yeah.
And I take the positive things from that. And anything else that really doesn't serve me, I kind of let go.
Okay.
And I've done the same thing. That's how I learned how to incorporate my gift with my faith. So I always say, as long as you believe in something,
okay,
if you believe in more than here in the physical world, whether you refer to them as God, Yahweh, Buddha, maybe just a higher power, the universe, Mother Earth, whatever it is, you have something to believe in.
Yeah, I definitely,
Okay. So as long as you have that foundation, my feeling is that you can't go wrong.
Okay.
And then with that, maybe a organized faith might come into play, or it might not. I do believe, like you said, Dawn, you feel that you have a mother's intuition, a sixth sense. I believe we all have that. The thing that I'm loving about your experience right now is that I think a lot of people do have these questions. And it was, I even question it myself. When I get things, I'm thinking, oh, am I remembering that? Is this real? Like, because when it's your own experience, it's your own life connected to your own loved ones. For me, it's harder to connect with my own loved ones. It's easier for me to connect with other people's loved ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I don't question what I sense and feel. Sometimes, so clairvoyant, I consider that more of like somebody that might like see the future or predict things.
I see.
So I feel like what you're doing, Olivia, is that you're listening, which you absolutely should do, to your gut instinct.
Okay.
And I loved how the parent energies validated that they have always been around you. So what you've sensed and felt has always been your departed loved ones. As far as just knowing to move something, it's the same thing. Have you ever, I'll ask this to Dawn, like you ever drive somewhere and you get delayed and then you finally get, or you're driving there and then you see like this horrific accident.
Yeah, totally.
It's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So things, and I don't mean to sound cliche, things happen for a reason. That literally just happened to me the other day. I was late to going somewhere, and I've learned to, if I'm delayed or behind, no big deal. It is what it is. And there was a horrific 4-car accident that if I left on time, we could have been involved in that. Yeah. So I do believe in gut instinct, mother's intuition, however you want to interpret it. It is something that is telling you something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, Olivia. If you're out with friends, right? And yeah. You're like, I don't feel like going. And then you find out something happened, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Has that happened?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Like that's just, it could be spirit guiding you. It could be just something deep in your soul saying, this might not be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So simply never go against your gut instinct, because when you do, things usually don't turn out the way that they probably should.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe timing is everything, because I was just shown that you've had this for so many years. You've had this for most of your life, correct?
Yeah.
If we had this conversation, say, 5 years ago, it might not have really served you a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I love that this is so unique and so different, because I've never had this on Hey Spirit before. And what I love about this is that I want people, because I say it all the time, everyone has a connection with their own departed loved ones. Wow. Everyone has a quote unquote sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has an intuition. Everyone has that little Jiminy Cricket, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But some more so than others. And sometimes some people outgrow it. Some people mm-hmm. don't. You're 16. You probably won't outgrow. You'll always have that intuition, that gut instinct. Because my dad, he used to bring me to a luncheonette every Saturday, and I can remember them having me pick horses and pick numbers. And, you know, I can't do that now. I mean, don't I pick a number, I'm always wrong. You know, and I never want, say, like what I do and what we sense and feel to get confused with your path in life.
Okay.
So I feel that what you're experiencing is you're just being guided, and you have a very strong sixth sense and intuition that should never, ever be discounted. You should always listen to that.
Okay.
Do you see things or like shadows or anything?
I feel like I have. When I like get up at night and I'm walking around, I feel like I notice it more.
Because you feel someone's there.
Yeah. Especially like my hallway, there's a mirror at the end of the hallway. And I always, every time I'm walking down the hall, I'm like, oh my God, I get kind of nervous. I can't even look in the mirror because it makes me nervous. And it's been like that since.
But let me ask you. So what I love is that I asked your loved ones to validate this. Okay. But there's a part of me, you could be nervous because you can't see anything, but you're really not scared. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So know that what you're sensing and feeling are your loved ones that are just surrounded by you. And that's fine. And it is a little startling when you wake up, or if you're in the hallway by yourself, but you feel like there's someone there and you look behind and there's nobody there. I mean, that is a little unsettling.
Yeah. Right?
So there's a difference in feeling unsettled, and then there's that difference in feeling super scared or frightened or having quote unquote psychic attacks where, you know, you feel like covers are being pulled off of you or someone's tapping you or that you don't know of the soul and it's a disruptant to your life.
Yeah.
Correct? So it's very different. It's just of you just feeling and sensing that. Do you know someone from school that died tragically?
There was that kid that died in the dirt bike, Miss.
Because I just saw a flash of a car accident, but it was a dirt bike accident.
Yeah, somebody, I didn't know him personally.
That's okay. Because I feel like this is something that I've never experienced before. I've never had this before, where it's more where someone has more of a question about what they're sensing and feeling and afterlife, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something very unique that I just asked Spirit to validate it. I asked your loved ones to validate that, and they brought forward this gentleman that showed me that he died and he was connected from school, that died tragically.
Oh. Yeah. His like mother was like the secretary or something at my school. And I knew her for like a while, for like eight or 9 years. My parents knew her and everything. So
I just wanted to validate. My job is always just to make sure that I am always delivering the information correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it. Okay. So know that what you sense and feel, don't ever be afraid of it. Do you ever walk into a room and you, because I want to decipher now if you're empathic or if you just get these instincts of, I need to move that or I shouldn't go there. Okay. Uh-huh. Do you ever walk into a room, you're perfectly fine, and all of a sudden you get this headache, and then someone 2 seconds later is like, oh my God, I got this headache and my head is killing me?
It might have happened in the past, but I don't know if it's ever something I've like noticed that be out of the ordinary.
So like you're not getting like anxious or like have anxiety for no reason?
Oh, that does happen all the time. I get anxious a lot. Yeah. And a lot of times I don't know why.
What I love what Spirit just did right now is just acknowledge the difference. Okay. So you are empathic as well. Cause if you're say on a roller coaster, right? Or if you're in a high speed car chase, you're going to have anxiety, right?
Yeah.
But if there's no reason for you to have that anxiety, that's when you know that you're picking up something or someone else's emotions.
Okay. Mm.
So that is considered being empathic. You take on other people's feelings and emotions. So try to be a little bit more conscious of like, if you get a headache, like, why do I have this headache? And then like someone's like, I have this splitting headache all day. So whenever you sense and feel things, and there's no reason why you should be anxious, nervous, whatever it may be, I want you to use the term, be gone, you are not of me.
Okay.
You could say it to yourself, you could remove yourself from the room, whatever it is. What you're doing is you're acknowledging the energy around you, but you're almost like letting them know, I'm not going there. I acknowledge you. I thank you for your guidance, but I don't want to hear from you right now. It's almost like, and like kind of like vision a door closing at the top of your head.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's usually where you get most of your information is through here and then through your third eye. So you kind of want to like close that off. Always protect yourself in God's white light.
Okay.
Okay. It's just a form of protection, whether you're religious or not. We can always use a little bit of protection.
Yeah.
So I always just imagine myself like almost outlined in like a bright, bright white light and then filled with light.
Okay.
And I interpret that as God's protection. You can interpret it however you want. But it's a form of protection where you only want to sense and feel things for the highest good of all concerned.
Okay.
I would also interpret, I mean, you have a very special gift different than I do. But I also think that I am not aware of the things that I do and say half of the time.
Uh-huh.
So take that as something very special and a gift that you have to be able to that if you are supposed to prevent something, you have that ability. Okay. I don't want you to feel, let's hypothetically say, only because you use the example of your brother moving something, and then if you didn't move this object, it could have fell, broke, or even hit him, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use this hypothetically. Let's just say if he went outside on his bike and he fell and scraped his knee, be like, oh my God, I should have known that. Why didn't I know that? I could have protected my brother. Like, no. Like, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't want you to take on that responsibility of feeling that you should be or have to protect everything and everyone.
Okay.
Embrace it more at those moments of a gift.
Okay.
Same thing for you, Mom. Like, you know, I do believe gifts, we all have them. Some are just stronger than others. And I do believe it is genetic. Because I believe on my mom's side of the family, my dad's side of the family, we're all very connected.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my cousin Lisa, I will like be thinking of her all day. And then I'll finally just stop at one point and be like, I just got to call Lisa. And she'll be like, I was just dialing you, or I was just thinking of you. So that is an indication of where your souls are connected, okay. where you're just very connected.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
Oh, for me, yeah. My two closest friends, I'll mm-hmm. always be like calling them, and they'll like literally they'll be calling me, or I'll be texting them, and they'll send a message right while I'm texting. So
so all the time. Embrace that as a special, like, true friends.
Okay.
It also, now let me ask you this. When you met them, like, you feel like you've known them for your entire life. Like, they can finish your sentences, correct?
My closest friend, I've known her since we met at like a playground when we were like mm-hmm. 3 or 4. And we've just been best friends ever since. And it's like, it's kind of crazy because like, it was just, we happened to be in the same place. And like, our parents or my grandma made me go talk to her so I wouldn't be bored. So, and we've just been friends ever since. And then my other closest friend I met like last year, and we became really close super fast. Like, I met her at the beginning of my school year last year, and we, by the end of the year, we're like best friends, super, super close.
And you feel like you've known her your entire life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a soul connection. You've probably been through many lives here in the physical world. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in past lives?
Yeah, I do a little bit. I'm not really sure, but I definitely like believe that some people have them. Some I don't, like mm-hmm.
I do definitely, because I have like those deja vu moments.
Deja vu, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exactly what I was just going to say to you, Dawn. So what I love what's happening now was things that I was going to say. I felt the need to stop. You literally just took the words out of my mouth. Deja vu, where you're like, I feel like I've done this before. You ever meet yeah. somebody like, I feel like I know you.
Yeah,
it's the soul recalling.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month, because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. And a lot of times it goes with the same thing. And I'm going to say this because it might be someone listening right now that might have that. You know, if we ever had like a fear of something and we don't know why we're so afraid of it.
Yeah.
Most likely we experienced it in a previous life. Okay. And it's the soul remembering, not the brain. Mm-hmm. And I always say to people, I don't have all the answers. I never will, because I believe that there are certain things we'll find out when we get to the other side. But I also believe that's all part of our life journey, is free will choices, because these are all parts of what the soul has to learn as far as lessons.
Yeah.
Dawn, can I ask you, who has the brother that is deported or brother-in-law?
So my aunt, she lived next door to us. We were very close. Her actually 2-year anniversary is coming up next week. Her brother-in-law died. It was her side of the family. My aunt married into my family, I guess. Like my mother's brother married her. So it was her side of the family. But since we spent all the holidays together.
You consider her like a mother, like she would be like a mother to you, grandmother. Because I just want to acknowledge the souls that are present that are helping me give the information to Olivia. Mm-hmm. So because and what I love and admire about you, Dawn, as her mom, is that she felt comfortable enough to talk to you about this and to realize that there really is nothing wrong with her. You just have a stronger sixth sense than maybe the average person.
Yeah, right.
And it should never be anything to be afraid of. But what I love, what your aunt is acknowledging, is that she doesn't want you to take on the responsibility of feeling that you can now or you should be protecting everyone or everything mm-hmm. around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's the same thing with my gift. When I deliver messages, I did my job. Spirit did their job on showing me, making me feel the things that they need me to say. My job is to relay these messages. Now it is up to the person receiving the messages to apply them into their life to help them mm-hmm. on their journey in the healing, grieving process. In your case, I feel like what's happening is Spirit's just validating that presence, validating that it's them, that you have this incredible gift, even mom, that intuition, gut instinct, mm-hmm. just never veer from it.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you have some type of spiritual experience with the mother energy, the aunt, where you thought that you felt her, or you thought that you saw her?
Actually, the opposite. She had two daughters who were my age. We grew up together. One of her daughters is 6 months older. One is 6 months younger than me. And we literally grew up next door to each other. And they have dreams about her. I don't. I haven't dreamt about her at all. And sometimes for a second, I'll even forget. You know, I'll be like, oh, I gotta call Auntie.
Well, two things. So I love this because here we are. You're talking about how you have this mother intuition, right? A little bit stronger of a sixth sense as well, correct, Dawn?
Yeah, definitely.
And you sense and feel things, but yet the person that you would love to see or connect with the most, you're not. Or you feel that you're not.
Right, right.
So I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. That's why I share so many times throughout my readings with people when it does come up. Because people think because I am a medium that I do. I don't. I connect with spirit differently. Mm-hmm. So know that even though you aren't dreaming of her doesn't mean that she's not with you, that she doesn't love you, that she's mad at you. Mm-hmm. It means that you just don't connect with her in that way. And right. sometimes she just literally told me that you still feel you're going to open up your front door and see her.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So that might be one of the reasons also why you also feel that way as well. Mm-hmm. So know that, well, I'm going to say this too. Do you think you see the shadow or did you think, because I keep feeling like I think I see someone outside. So have you ever like, did she literally live right next door to you?
Literally right next door.
Okay. So would you think, say you looked out the window or when you walked outside, you thought you saw someone or something and then there was nobody there? Or would you feel the need to look over maybe exactly where she would be, but then there was nothing there?
I more feel the need to look over, you know, because we walk up the street a lot or mm-hmm. walk by the house and I'll think, oh, the light's not on when it was always on because her husband still lives there. And I'll think, oh, I got to tell her the light, you know, she didn't put her light. And then it's like I forget almost, which seems crazy.
So know that need to look there or even think that you feel, because I keep feeling like I keep seeing someone walk by me. So know that if this starts to happen, know that that's her. And it's also the reason, Dawn, because you in your brain, you know that she is past. But mm-hmm. in your heart and in your soul, it's hard to imagine her not being there.
Yeah.
Correct? And I just said to her, I said, now I understand why for the both of you, Dawn and Olivia, on where she had me say earlier that you feel like, I don't want you to ever feel like if something happens and you weren't able to prevent the departure. She makes me feel like that's how you feel with her. Or you feel that you could have been there or should have been there more.
She was not sick until she was sick.
But here, do you feel that you should have known that something was wrong? See, well, Olivia, so this is the thing that amazes me about Spirit. Because typically Spirit will have me channel and then acknowledge something like this.
Yeah.
But she's telling me that the both of you came into this reading not expecting so much for her to come through. You hoped for it, but that wasn't the main reason. Is that correct? Right.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. That is correct.
And so this is to say that there's no way that neither of you should have known that something was wrong.
Okay.
Because when Spirit has me look at them and they look at me and they go, I don't look sick, right, Teresa? That's my symbol for when a soul wants to tell someone, I don't want you to feel that you should have known or you should have been there more for me. Everything happened the way that it was supposed to. Because she says, I would not have wanted anyone to watch me suffer. And she says, that's exactly what would have happened if I was diagnosed, I'll just use this term, diagnosed sooner. She says, because then I wouldn't have had all of this life. I would have been restricted. Because she makes me feel like she liked to do her thing.
Yes.
Whether it be outside or go to the store or just talking to the neighborhood. Like, she would not have wanted anyone to think. But she also shows me, how do you connect with the chest? Because she's laboring my breathing.
She had lung cancer. And of course, no one knew. And she thought she had psoriatic arthritis. And she thought she was having a flare-up. So her legs were really bothering her. And she started feeling worse. And my mother would, you know, say, my mother talked to her a lot. And I would talk to her kids and say, well, she's not feeling any better. We're going to go to the doctors on Monday. And, you know, finally, when she went to the doctors, then they said, well, they want her to go have blood work and stuff. And then a week later, she was in the hospital. She had embolisms in her chest from the cancer. She was already way far too gone.
So now I understand where Olivia, and I find this so incredible about her, of where she had me, where she told me in the very beginning, and your loved ones, that you question God. Because if you have this gift, if you have this ability to, I just totally just got the chills. Did you just get like a goosebump or a chill that moved through you? Know that it was her soul validating that I'm interpreting this correctly. And this is why you have lost your quote unquote faith. And whatever that means for you, fair enough. That if I have this ability to know, to move something or to feel that something's not right or something's not wrong or to call someone, why wouldn't God give me that gift to say, you're sick. You need to go to the doctor. You cannot carry that burden, sweet Olivia. You cannot. It is so unfair. I even question that with my gift, but we're not. And I even, this is crazy that I even said this to you 5 minutes ago. We're not meant to prevent certain things. You know, life is life. Things stink. A lot of it isn't fair at times. Some people struggle more than others. But this is the soul's journey.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It is a far too great burden for you to carry. So we need to let that go. And I love how I had already said that to you before we even got to this part.
Right.
So you truly know that it is not your soul's journey to carry the burdens. If someone gets hurt, doesn't get diagnosed right away, if someone passes away, some things we're not meant to know. And I always say with my gift, it was one of the things when I put my gift in God's hands and I said, because look, I struggled with my gift. When I first found out that I had this ability, not only to connect with my own departed loved ones, but everyone else's, I said, okay, this is fantastic. Who's going to want to come and see a medium? I couldn't understand it. And what I learned is that we are left with these burdens and guilts, right? Yeah. All of these negative emotions. And at the end of the day, these negative emotions do not give us the ability to heal. Yeah. So I've chosen to use my gift for healing purposes, and that's it. I don't need to know people's deep, dark secrets. I don't need to know what goes on behind closed doors. We don't need to know any of that. We don't need to know people's past. We don't need to know the future.
Right.
Because these things are not meant to be altered. So I love how Spirit was saying to you, you need to just honor the gifts that you have and to never veer from that intuition. So when I chose to put my gift in God's hands, I said, I just want to use my gift for healing. I want only information for the highest good of all concerned. I don't want Spirit telling us what we should or shouldn't do. These are our own free will choices. How do you connect with roses? So typically when Spirit shows me roses, it's a symbol of love and devotion. The color is where the meaning comes in. I saw a rainbow of colors of roses. And then she showed me a rose bush that like blooms like in January. I don't think roses bloom in January, correct?
Not that I'm aware of.
So do you have some type of flower? Maybe it is a rose bush, or maybe she does, that blooms and it should not.
We have actually like right behind the laptop here, I have a hibiscus tree, but it's, or like a hibiscus bush. And I'm actually not sure when it's supposed to bloom, but it randomly, like it's mainly a, you know, it's a tropical plant, but we keep it in the house. So it survives during the New England winters. And it will bloom, like I can see actually right now, it's in the process of blooming very shortly.
Yeah, it blooms all year, like whenever.
Randomly.
It's weird.
Like it's meant to bloom in the summer, but.
Okay, listen, all I'm going to say is you can't make that up. I can't see the plant that it's literally blooming or even what it is. To validate that I'm interpreting it correctly, she chose to use that as a sign and a symbol that that is her.
Okay.
That I interpret everything correctly and to look for these signs and symbols. So you might not be dreaming of me. That doesn't mean that I'm not with you. Okay. Olivia, do you smell her or do you think that you smell her house or like you smell something for a split second that reminds you of her?
I have in the past. I've been like in school. I was in a classroom and it smelled just like her perfume or like what her house used to smell like. And I was like, it was weird.
That was her. That was her letting you know. Do you know Spirit has never had me say to someone, smell like your house? Because I literally just said to her, I go, what does someone's house smell like? And she's like, ask Olivia. So validating whatever it is that you smelt, know that that is her soul.
Yeah.
So what I love what Spirit is doing in this moment is saying to you, Olivia, you have that intuition, that gut that we never want to veer from.
Okay.
If something does happen, does not mean that you were supposed to prevent it. And also validating that you do have this connection with her soul. But sometimes when we're so hurt and broken and we still can't believe that they're gone, it's hard for us to see the signs and symbols.
Yeah.
Do you also see rainbows? I'd never seen this before. She literally showed me like a rainbow, like on a carpet, like a light. Know that that's her.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know that I am at peace. Okay. Do you check on her husband?
He's my godfather. So,
oh.
And he's right next door. So since my aunt died, she's gone over that. She goes and visits him every single day.
So know that she wants to thank your mom and thank you all for checking up on him. Because she goes like this to me. She goes, he's a little bit of a pain in the neck, Teresa. She goes, he's very grumpy sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
She says, but he's okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Did she like to wear like a silk scarf or like something which she would either put over her hair or like tie around her neck?
That actually might be my grandmother.
Okay. I just keep asking spirit to validate their presence and, more importantly, that their guidance. I just had this conversation with someone, but I love that I'm able to have this conversation on Hey Spirit, because I never want people to get mixed signals, or because we have gifts, it doesn't always mean that then someone then has to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what is happening here today. And I think this is, again, why your grandmother is stepping forward at this point, Dawn, in saying that we have these amazing gifts, these abilities. Every gift is different, but it doesn't mean that that's our soul's journey.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes people use it to work as a nurse.
I'm a nurse.
Oh. Now, isn't that a coincidence? No such thing as a coincidence.
Exactly.
So we all have different gifts. We just have to find what makes us feel complete with those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So truly know that everything that you sense and feel, your intuition, the gut instinct, we don't want to veer from it. Know that that is a gift. That yet, yes, we can maybe prevent something. That is probably why you're getting it. But if you don't get anything and something happens, that means we weren't meant to prevent it. It might be a lesson for someone else.
Okay.
Okay.
Or someone else's choices, where they have to pay attention to their own gut instinct or their little Jiminy Cricket. I mean, come on. I will be the first one to say, and I know that Olivia and Dawn, you'll probably say the same thing. How many times have you done something or went to, and you said, I knew I should have did that. I knew I should have called them. I knew I should have done that, right?
All the time.
But because it's not a big catastrophe, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't put much thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why, Olivia, you felt such a burden with that was because you really truly felt, and I want to ask you that, is that when your aunt had me say, because you really felt that if you had this ability, you should have been able to tell her that she needed to go to the doctor.
Yeah, I guess like when she died was kind of when I like officially like started losing my faith. Like I went to Catholic school when I was little, and I was never really a huge like believer. I wasn't like hugely devout or anything, but that was really when I was like, I was like, no, I don't think that I believe in it or a lot of it.
So let me ask you this. Do you believe in an afterlife? Not quote unquote so much heaven. Let's start this way. Do you believe that our souls leave the physical body and that we enter an afterlife?
Yeah, I definitely believe in like a different realm or a place of like, I don't believe like when we're dead, like just that's it. I definitely believe like our soul is, our body isn't like all there is. Our physical body isn't all there is. And there's definitely like a soul that is in there that goes somewhere else.
Perfect. So let's leave it at that. Who says that we have to, at this stage in your life, you're 16. And I love that they already clarified this for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we need to believe in right now. Do you pray? So do you either, sometimes people consider that a form of meditation. Do you kind of like quiet your mind? Do you maybe even say a formal prayer?
Sometimes I do. I say not necessarily like to, just like to the universe or whatever.
That's fine.
Like that. Yeah.
That's fine. So for right now, this is working for you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then as long as we always have that little mustard seed of hope,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
That can grow into anything. So right now we believe in an afterlife. We know that there's more to life than here in the physical world. Fair enough.
Yeah.
We pray or put thoughts out to the universe. Right.
Yeah.
See, some people consider doing like a novena, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the rosary as a form of prayer, as a form of meditation. I think in this point, and listen, I am not a therapist. I'm not your mom. But I think that at this point, I don't think you should put so much pressure on yourself that we have to believe in that. Who says, well, I'll share something with you personally, which I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to. Like I like confession. Uh-huh. I don't think I haven't done anything that I feel that I literally would go to confession every week and go, yeah, I'm still talking to dead people. Like, I didn't know what else to like. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, this is a gift, you know, that was given to me by God. Right. That is not supported. My parish is very supportive. People in my parish, very supportive of what I do. But a lot of people aren't. They don't have to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know what I do helps people. And I know my gift is guided by God because I put my gift in God's hands. And I said, if this is my soul's journey, I'm putting my gift in your hands. You open every door and I will walk through it. Mm-hmm. And here I am over 20 years later.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There, whether, again, you want to say God, the universe, Mother Earth, Buddha, Yahweh, I don't care. There's something more to my gift than just me. Because I think having faith is so important. We have to have something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I want to thank you for allowing me to share my gift. I hope this helps you in any way.
Oh, thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
My name is Dawn Bull, and I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts. My experience with Teresa was great. She's amazing, extremely gifted, and it was very insightful. And it just left me with a feeling of just being at peace with everything that my daughter is going through and just everything she had to tell us. One thing that I thought was interesting was Teresa asked if I saw anything or thought I saw something like, or saw like a glimmer or a flicker or something like that, because my aunt, who we're all very close to, you know, we were talking about her and she passed a couple of years ago. And I mentioned that it was the exact opposite of that. Like, I didn't dream about her. I never had any signs or anything like that. And that very night, I had a dream about my aunt for the first time since she's passed away. And, you know, my call with Teresa was almost 2 years to the day that she passed away. So this was like, you know, 3 days before her 2-year anniversary. And I could not believe when I woke up in the morning. It didn't dawn on me at first. I just woke up and then I remembered that I had a dream about her, and then it all like clicked and I was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe. And I haven't since then, but that was like all the sign I needed. One thing Teresa mentioned was, you know, sometimes do I see like rainbow reflections or reflections? You would see if a ring or something, a glass, sunlight hit it. And I've never noticed that. And I mentioned that to my cousin, who it was her mother that passed. And she said she wears her grandmother's ring that her mother gave her. And she said, whether it's that or she said she's noticed ever since she's had that ring that happens to her all the time. As a family, we were all struggling with the loss of my aunt, and I couldn't really even explain it, but I just felt like I had more peace or more comfort. And we were also discussing the fact that my daughter maybe is a empath, and since we did the reading with Teresa, more stuff seems to happen with my daughter where I'll be thinking about, oh, I wonder if Olivia would want, you know, what she wants for dinner. And then she'll, at that moment, I'll get a message from her on my phone and she'll say, we should have sushi tonight or something like that. Like, it seems to be happening more frequently because when we had the meeting with Teresa, I couldn't think of a lot of examples to give to her. But since that time, I've thought, geez, here it is again. Like, it's just happened over and over and over again. You just have to watch her one time, any episode, and just see how she just knows things that would be impossible. And all they have to do is watch her one time and see. She's amazing. It was just an amazing experience, and I'm grateful that she took the time and met with us. She was amazing and funny, and usually, you know, what you see is what you get. She doesn't put on an act, you know. Even when we weren't recording, she was talking to us, and we live in the same sort of part of the country, and you know, just regular conversation. She's fantastic.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.